So good morning to our listeners, wherever you may be around the world. This is the second of our audio interviews from the March 2016 Preceptors College meeting here at Adishtana. This morning I've got with me Subhadramati, who's one of the new members of the college, and also Dharmadina, who's a very good friend of Subhadramati's. So she's going to be asking one or two questions by way of introducing Subhadramati to you. So over to you, Dharmadina.
Hello, I'm Dharmadina, and Subhadramati, let's hear your voice.
Hello there.
Hello there. So we're sitting on the sofa at Adishtana. So Subhadramati, you've just joined the college. Mm-hmm. It's your first meeting.
It is.
So you were appointed back in the autumn. Mm-hmm. So we're on day three, I think. We've had a couple of days of meetings. Mm-hmm. Anyway, before we get to that, how does it feel to be a new public preceptor and be here at Adishtana with all of us?
Well, if I'm... It feels good, actually. I feel I'm in very good company, and well, in the company of friends, actually. I really noticed that. I told my life story the night before last, and you know, I really felt as I was preparing for that, I thought, oh, these are the people I'm going to be spending the rest of my life with, and so I want to be, you know, I want to really share as much as I can with you all, and with us all. So I'm very pleased to be here, but I was very willing to be asked to be a public preceptor. I was willing and sort of, I don't know if daunted is the right word. I knew it was a big responsibility. I knew it was a responsibility far bigger than I even knew. It was definitely one I couldn't say no to, but the saying yes was, it was like, okay, right, this is a really big step up, I think, yeah. And I really wanted to say yes because I care about Bantry, our movement, and wanted to support that.
So tell us a little bit about your life. You live in London, you live around the LBC. Tell us a little bit what you do at the LBC, what your daily life consists of.
My daily life? So, well, we live in a community together, don't we?
We do.
So we live in Dumbledon and I live in a community of 12 people, a mixture of order members and mitras. So I really value that, and I feel that living in the community is what makes the rest of my life possible. So I've got a busy life. I'm the Mitra Convener at the London Buddha Centre. I'm involved with quite a lot of people. There's 200 Mitras, women Mitras, and I do a lot of teaching. And it's quite interesting, on a Mitra Convener's retreat, Mitra Convener's gathering once, some of the other Mitra conveners were saying that they really like to live alone because they were saying, well, meeting so many people every day, they like to come home and just be on their own, and that's what nourishes them. And I said, oh, you know, I'm the opposite. I'm meeting so many people every day, I've got to come home and tell somebody all about it all. So I really, you know, I really value living in the community. It's a place I can really, you know, be myself and be with friends. And I love life at the LBC. I love the vibrancy. There's a great team, great teaching team. It just feels like there's very, very bright, intelligent people coming along. So, you know, it's a great atmosphere to teach in when you've got people who are really responding and so on. So
you're quite used to various meetings, aren't you? You're used to Mitch Conveners, you're used to President's meetings. So here you are at a college meeting with people you've known for many, many years. And we've had a couple of days.
Yeah.
With the Women's Kulin meeting. We're about to start 2 days of study. Yeah. So we're quite early on in the meeting. But any thoughts so far? Any kind of things you'd like to share about how you've found it so far, or highlights in the last couple of days?
Okay, so I think the highlights have been the people, just the sort of company. I've enjoyed very much the sort of informal times, like meal times, just chatting to people. I've enjoyed, we've just been in that atmosphere of people who really care about our movement, actually. It's only been 2 days, so I'm just feeling my way into what we actually talk about, how we do it. But I like that, you know, I like talking about our movement and talking about how we can... how to describe it. Well, you know, what we're doing is we're trying to guard and ensure the future of the movement, and I really feel very glad to be part of that, but I haven't quite, you know, it's still unfolding how exactly we do that.
So this is your first college meeting, and then you've got some plans, haven't you, for the next 6 months? So you want to say something about what you're going to do after the meeting?
What I'm going to do after the meeting, well, a few days after the meeting, and just 10 days or so afterwards, I'm going to head off to Akashavana for the women's ordination retreat, the 3 month retreat. That'll be the second time I've been on the team for that retreat. Yeah. I was on the team 9 years ago for the very first one there. So I'm very, very pleased to be going off and be part of that team. And on that retreat, all going well, I will be conducting my first public ordination. Yay. So that's great.
That's for someone in our community.
That's for someone in our community, which feels like, that feels particularly special. And after that, I'm going straight on to a 2 month retreat, solitary retreat at Ecoderma, also in Spain. So I'm, you know, very, very much looking forward to that. I'm trying to make the retreats as continuous as I can, so I won't have a break in between them. I just go straight from one to the other. So that'll be by far the longest retreat I've ever done, you know, thinking of it in terms of kind of like a 5 month retreat, although the two of them are very different retreats. And then I'm going to have another month of break in Scotland where all my family are. And then in October, I'll come back to the LBC again.
So then you'll be back in November at another college meeting. Probably get a stronger sense of the responsibilities that all the different things you might do as part of our
programs. Absolutely.
So that's a very different bit of life, isn't it? You know, you're very extrovert, aren't you? Very outgoing. You see lots and lots of people. And then you're going to have this 6 months, well, with quite a lot of people at Akashavana and then on your own. So why did you decide to have a long break?
That's a good question.
It seemed like a good idea.
Well, I've always loved solitary retreats. It's interesting. I am an extrovert, as you know, but I've always gone on solitary retreats every year. They've been very, very important times. So I've always gone on solitary retreats for about, well, between 2 weeks and a month every year. But for as long as I can remember, I think, you know, I've been I'm involved in the movement for about 30 years. I've been a Buddhist for 30 years, and I'd say nearly every year of that time I've done a solitary retreat. So I've always also loved that. And then, well, just having been the Mishra convener for 8 years and setting the timing just with some things that were going on at the Buddhist Centre was right to have a longer time away. And also, well, I'm very lucky because the LBC is well-resourced, so that it does enable each of us to have like longer retreats and so on. So I thought, well, I'll just take my chance.
So maybe we'll interview you in November and see how you go.
Very interesting.
On your long solitary. Okay, Sivajimati, thanks very much for talking to us today.
Thank you, David, and everyone. Thank you.